Hello and welcome to KRFY Community Conversations. This is Julie Calamine from the Tuesday morning show and now Community Conversations. And I'm lucky to have a second interview this week with someone who's helping on a nonprofit project, an organization named Project 7B. I'd like to introduce Carol Curtis, president. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Julie. Good to talk to you.
It's great to have you here today. Hey, Carol, let's start by finding out who and what is Project 7B.
Project 7B is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group that is focused on educating people about land use planning so that we understand what's going on in our community and can attend civic hearings or meetings and feel informed about decisions that are being made that are going to impact us in the short term and the long term. So it's a group of volunteers that really just wants us all, whatever decisions we make as a community, to try and make the best decisions using the most information that's accurate and, you know, documentable or verifiable, so they can feel that things aren't happening. They don't have that out of control feeling about their community as we see such rapid growth right now.
Yeah, we're really growing. Tell us a little bit about the history of Project 7B. You've been around for a few years.
Yeah, actually, it's amazing. I think we've been around for 5 years. We just have a variety of people that are on the board. It's been a slow go trying to get people to understand the importance of knowing about something that's both complicated and not very interesting to a lot of people. But it does impact them. So when they see something in the newspaper about a hearing, we want them to understand, okay, there's a deadline for sending an email. There's a deadline for showing up and signing in and having your comments well-researched so that your comments add value and help commissioners or city council people make informed decisions. So we're trying to teach people about how you get this information. Where does the information come from? How can they find it themselves so they can always fact check things?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And Carol, you've got personal interest in this topic. You're a real estate agent here in town.
I am. And I find it, as a realtor, you just never stop learning, but it's so important to tell people the right information about zoning, or about future plans in an area, if there's going to be a subdivision that's going in. I think people want to know what's going on, as they look around and they evaluate what they want to buy. They just kind of want to have a comfortable feel for not finding themselves terribly surprised because they didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, it's important to know what is the future of land use and in any area that you're moving to. I couldn't agree more. And really the main topic of our short discussion this morning is an upcoming, is it a webinar? It's has a title, Land Use 101. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, this year has been really dedicated to educational topics and presentations. We have some things on the web site now. Our first one was a story map that gives a visual presentation and walks a person through what's happening and possibly what things would look like if there's projected growth. And then to the point, we are having a seminar this week, Julie, on Thursday. It starts at 11:30. We'd like people to please register. We anticipate it going to 1 o'clock with questions and answers. Graduate students that have worked in land use planning and studied in land use planning and are also on a number of initiatives. There's a Gateway Natural Amenity Region, GNAR, that's an initiative they're involved with, trying to find good planning to move people around where we all want to share natural resources, but we, need places to park and we need access and we need to keep it clean. And the other thing the graduate students are working on is other cities that are like Sandpoint. So they're small rural towns, I guess towns really a better word, in Montana, Oregon, Utah. And so these people are educated and they're going to give us kind of some basics so we can start to understand and get comfortable with terminology and the use of terms, again, to just help our community feel more confident and more educated. So that's this Thursday at 11:30, and you can register on our website, project7b.org. It will be a Zoom seminar.
Yeah, that sounds like an easy way to learn something about land use. And, you know, it's a very extensive topic, and there's a lot going on here within our town, within our county, within the region. And so I do think that the more citizens can know and understand about this topic, oh my gosh, it can only help.
Right. I mean, sometimes people have immediately strong opinions, which is totally fine and not uncommon. We just want to be sure they understand. Sometimes if they're surprised or upset by something and it's been done completely legally or correctly, well, then they just need to understand that maybe they weighed into the process a little late, or they didn't understand what the term meant. They had one impression in their mind and it means something totally different. If they understand and they have an opportunity to weigh in and they have strong feelings, we want to support that they communicate effectively so that they feel engaged and listened to, just like we're all citizens together. So that's why we have to just check our politics at the door and recognize we all love where we live. Most of us do anyway. And we, you know, dirt is dirt. You know, you own it no matter what you think or what you look like or what kind of job you hold. And we're, I think many of us are concerned about creating opportunities for our young people to own dirt, for our seniors to keep their houses and their land, you know, just what are we doing? You know, what's our plan so we don't necessarily all of a sudden find ourselves looking like populated states that maybe we don't want to look like?
Yeah. And, you know, it's all sort of part of that civic education process. We learn some in high school, we go away from it, we become adults, and sometimes we forget about how our process works, how things work with government and with everything. And for us to be able to participate and understand what that means gives us all a lot more power. It empowers us to be able to you know, be involved in our own communities. So I applaud you for working on this. It's Land Use 101, and one can sign up for it by going to project7b.org. So that's exciting. That's coming up on Thursday. Carol, I think you had you wanted to talk a little bit about potential upcoming events for Project 7B, and affordable housing is on your radar, yes?
Yes, I mean, we're just one of many groups trying to tackle this problem, and we'll be down the road here shortly, hopefully hosting a live panel discussion. And my personal hope is that we can, as a partner with other groups that are also super concerned about affordable housing, is start to talk about different answers. There's not one single answer that's going to work. It's going to take a multitude of ways and some creativity. And so I hope that we can take a topic, break it down, and then get local people involved and maybe certainly some outside expertise where we can look at a model and say, gosh, that looks like it might work for us. Because again, people are really panicked about the cost of living, the price of real estate, the price of land, the price of building. I mean, it's just, I think it's a uncertain times right now. And so more creativity and more people problem solving together brings us as community, it brings community together. I think when we pick our answer, and it won't be perfect for everyone, like I said, it's just not one solid answer that I've seen yet. We'll try and put it in the right place in the county. So again, understanding what the county's doing, you know, they've just broken into two groups. There is one opening on the zoning commission, I believe. But now there's quite a bit to keep track of. And the planning, when I say new, I mean newer people, you know, they've just reorganized it. They'll be having some, you know, we're moving rapidly towards the beginning of their comprehensive planned process, and then they'll be having workshops. And again, people will feel better, I think, if they can go to those workshops and understand terminology, weigh in, know what's going on. And so all of this is about that. Affordable housing isn't just about city limits. You know, we have to again, just put our creative thinking hats on and try and ask a lot of people what their ideas are.
Boy, I couldn't agree more, Carol. And I want to thank you for joining us here as a representative for Project 7B, the nonprofit organization that's helping to educate people within the community and the region about land use and planning and understanding how they can participate in a very important part of our civic responsibility. And also something that's very important to you personally. Planning and zoning makes a big difference for people who own real estate. So I'm so happy that you're able to join us this morning. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I wrap it up?
I would just quickly say it is a nonprofit group. If anyone wants to donate, we welcome the donations and appreciate them. We use them as match when we write grants. And we've hired a coordinator, but it's a lot of work. There's a lot going on. It's hard to keep track of all of it. So we really do welcome constructive participation. We're not here to create the answer. We're just a conduit of information, and we want to engage with people in a positive and constructive and professional way, because we're all learning. You know, we're all learning together, and we're all going to live with the consequences, good, bad, or indifferent. So let's tackle this as a community. And I thank anyone in advance for any donations, past, present, or future.
Yeah, or participation. So I want to thank you, Carol Curtis, president of Project 7B. And again, a reminder that if you would like to get information on the upcoming Land Use 101, you can go to project7b.org and either sign up or also offer a donation or possibly volunteer, I would think, too. So thanks again, Carol Curtis, and good luck with the seminar. I'll do my best to get there.
Okay, Julie, thanks a lot.